KUNR entertainment reviewer Robin Hollibird says the movie The Courier offers an interesting perspective on a tense time in U.S. history.
If James Bond qualifies as a super spy, then Benedict Cumberbatch looks more like a bantam spy with The Courier opening in theaters this March. Except that in real life, the character Cumberbatch plays gets credit for a super accomplishment, successful delivery of stolen information that saved millions of lives. Cumberbatch plays Greville Wynn, a bland British businessman recruited by the U.S. to use his regular job as an excuse to make connections in the Soviet Union. Looking totally incapable of driving fast cars, seducing women, or firing a gun, Wynn simply carries documents over the border. Scratch that word simply, real risks abound, laid out clearly in a script by Tom O'Connor. However, real life means that unlike the antics of James Bond, action in The Courier often involves talking a lot and feeling nervous. Working with top-flight actors like Cumberbatch, director Dominic Cook achieves a believable level of tension. Rachel Brosnahan of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel lends a recognizable American presence to the picture as a CIA agent. Mareb Ninidze stands out as the Soviet defector who risks his life to prevent the nuclear war that seemed imminent when the Cuban Missile Crisis struck. Cumberbatch breaks out of his brash, youthful Sherlock Holmes mode to play a fish out of water, a man few would bother to notice. This setup proves intriguing. Coincidentally, Cumberbatch gets another current big-screen version of a real-life situation with the Mauritanian. The Mauritanian treads some territory similar to The Courier, with governments plotting against one another and putting someone else's citizen in prison. The Courier effectively holds attention, proceeding carefully with sometimes obvious moves. Overall, The Courier delivers valuable supporting material to the more widely known Cuban Missile Crisis story. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.
Robin Hollibird is KUNR's entertainment reviewer, author, and former film commissioner for the Nevada Film Office.